Hey, I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
For sure.
I won't bother you or nothing. You're Mormons.
Yes, that we are.
My name's Jim.
Jim.
Mormons.
Nice
my name's Jim. I love my neighbor. Christ told me to love God. He told me to love my neighbor, the two great commands. I just want to remind you guys, I saw you in the store. I didn't want to accost you while you're in the store.
Oh, that's...
I just want to share with you, have you tested your faith? The reason I ask you this is, Jesus established his body in the first century. Joseph Smith comes along 1,800 years later. When you compare the Word of God to the doctrines that Joseph Smith laid down, in love, I have to tell you, you're following a false Jesus. And the Bible says in the last days, there's going to be rampant false Jesus everywhere. On my gospel track, if you go here, don'tperish.com, and you look up, I have an unbiblical teachers page.
Okay.
Look up the Mormon church on there, and I will show you line by line why it doesn't line up to God's Word. And so I'm very concerned about any religion. I go all over the place. I'm a traveling street preacher. I go all over, and I go to Roman Catholic places. I go to Baptist places.
Okay.
I go to Mormon places. I was preached at the Super Bowl this year. You can see street preaching videos on my website. I preached at Daytona 500. So we go everywhere. So I don't single out Mormons. Okay, I want you to see that.
Oh, yeah, no
what
worries.
I do is I proclaim Christ crucified, the biblical gospel, to find eternal life. And we must place our faith in his finished work, his shed blood, his resurrection. And we must repent. I used to be a worldly man. I used to be a religious man. I had to repent of all those ways. And then I had to seek after the kingdom of God. And then when God saw me seeking, he saw a willing vessel. And then I enter a covenant with God. His will, my will, comes together like a marriage. You guys are too young probably to be married.
Yeah.
But when you're married, you have a covenant.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
God gives you a new heart and a new mind. No burning in the bosom. No belonging to some group made up by man. Mormon, Roman, Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran. And then he does a work in you. You're born again by the Spirit of God. And more and more and more, you're convicted to see the Word of God, Genesis to Revelation. And as you test things, and holiness and obedience is you're seeking after the things of God, you test, you see. My whole family's Roman Catholic. It's easy to test and see how false that is. It's not in line with God's Word. You can do the same thing with the Mormon faith. And so if you're born into it, I challenge you to test deeper. And I've been making this challenge. You guys tag say elders. I've been making this challenge for years. Mormon men to go away and test what I say about the Mormon faith. Look up on my website. And then to call me, set up a meeting, sit down with your other older elders, and let's go over these things. You know how many out of the hundreds of elders, hundreds of Mormons I've witnessed to, you know how many have ever contacted me to talk through the truth?
How many? Zero?
Zero. Not one. Not one.
Man.
And so the Bible says to test all things. And I think if you test Joseph Smith, you're going to find out he was into mysticism. Your body, your church recently came up and admitted a few years ago he had a whole bunch of wives, some of them as young as 14. They denied that for years, but it was true. The doctrines that he got were built on mysticism, soothsaying. He saw visions in all types of things. There's no historical foundation to the Mormon faith. There really isn't. But if you look at the scriptures and you look who Christ is, by the way, you guys believe in a different Jesus. You believe that your Jesus is the brother of Lucifer. This is not what the Bible teaches at all. So I challenge you to go much deeper than this doctrine. When you stand before God one day, you're not going to answer to me. You're not going to answer to your mom and dads. You're not going to answer to your highest Mormon elder. Who are you going to answer to?
God.
Jesus Christ himself. Yeah. And your doctrine teaches you're going to go on another planet, you can have spirit babies. None of this is in scripture. None of this is in scripture. I know all the doctrines. I've met high-level Mormons in the magic underwear and all of that stuff. I know all about all this stuff, and it's verified. It's documented. And they send you young guys out to be the clean face, and you swoop a lot of people in, but then people don't know. It's like the mafia. I'm not comparing you to the mafia, but the mafia can look really nice. And, you know, Al Capone was a great mafia figure back in the 30s and 40s. Do you know what Al Capone used to do? He had soup kitchens. He would feed all the poor. And people would say, Al Capone, he's a nice guy.
Okay, yeah.
He was killing people and doing drugs and prostitution and crookedness on the side. Satan comes as an angel of light. And so I would challenge you that the founders of your faith came as an angel of light. They're not rooted in the scriptures. My testing proves it at don'tperish.com. Look it up. Test yourself. You need to repent of that. You need to repent of the ways of the world. You guys look a lot like the world. An interesting thing. The Bible calls his people out of the world. And this is our temple. We're to dress our temple in a biblical manner. The Bible teaches that. If you saw my wife walking in there, my wife wears a head covering. This is what the Bible teaches. It has for centuries until feminism came along. And your body has been wrapped up in feminism for a long time. And So I would just lovingly challenge you. I gave you the gospel. Go a lot deeper. Don't go along with just man-made religion, because you're going to fall short. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth.
Yeah.
You guys are far from it. And I love you enough. I don't make any money doing this. I don't make a lot of friends. I got tons of enemies. I got beat up about a month ago preaching outside of a Baptist church.
Really?
I got beat up.
What's your name?
I got beat up for the truth. My name's Jim.
Jim?
Yep, my name's Jim. Yeah. And so you're going to be hated for your truth in the world.
Sure.
And the Mormon church isn't hated. They even changed their name now to Church of Jesus Christ, because the Mormons got a bad name.
It was actually always that.
Yeah, I know. But the Mormon name got a bad name. But if you test, I don't know how much you know the scriptures. Look at what they teach you to read. Yeah, you use the Bible, then you use other things. We know what the scriptures are. It's Genesis to Revelation. History backs it up. The Old Testament was written literally in stone with God's finger, much of it in the moral law. And then we have all the history of the Torah. And the New Testament is built on 24,000 ancient manuscripts that back it up going all the way back. The Mormon faith doesn't have anything like that. There's no evidence of the ancient tablets down in Missouri that Joseph Smith said he was carrying. There's none of that.
For sure.
There's none of that. And the last thing I'll leave you with is the founder. Jesus wouldn't leave us with a man like this. The founder, Joseph Smith, died in a shootout. You know that. He did. It's history. He died in a shootout. He was in jail, and there's some vague references. He either shot and wounded a couple guys, or some people said those couple guys died too. But I don't know which one it was. But it's very historical that he was in his prison. He got a gun. That's not like something Jesus Christ would do: shoot people, wound people, kill people.
I never heard that he shot anybody.
Oh yeah, look it up. Look it up. Yeah, you look it up. It's history. It's history. And so you must go deeper. You must come out of this. You must come out of the world. You must follow Christ with all that you are. You have no hope of eternal life. You got my email, my contact. Maybe you'll be the first Mormons that ever reach out to me and prove what I've said is wrong. Because I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too. Thank you. Yeah, has any of the elders ever given you a Book of Mormon?
Yeah, I got all that. Okay. Yeah, I've tested it all. Like I said, I stand on God's word.
Gotcha.
And yeah. Okay. I've been to Mormon churches and stood out with my gospel signs and asked them to come out and talk, and they won't even come out and talk. I don't look very threatening, do I?
No.
I got a Bible in my hand. Sometimes if I'm long distance, like, you know, I might have a little small PA box and I just preach to people. Yeah, yeah. You guys use amplification inside your buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I use I'm a street preacher, and people see me with a little amp and they go, "Oh, you got to use an amplifier." And I go, "Is your pastor using one of those inside the building?" And they go, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, why can't I use one then?"
Yeah.
When he stops, I'll stop.
Yeah.
So it's very small. And what it does is just lift my voice so I don't have to yell.
Yeah,
and I can just talk like this and you could hear me way over there.
Yeah.
So you guys have been gracious, but you're involved in false teaching. And the Bible says nothing good's going to come of false teaching. In fact, the Bible is so clear. Even though I love you as my neighbor, I can't even ask you guys to have a good day. The Bible says don't even say Godspeed to those that are teaching false doctrine. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. So I need to lovingly send you on your way to say, you need to test what you're following. This is going to lead to your damnation. Get into the scriptures. Test the Mormon faith. You're being deceived. Repent and follow after the risen Christ. Let me know if I can help you. God be praised.
Yep.